Welcome to the Hackberry House of Chosun. My name is Bob, and reading from the February 2023 issue of the Voice of the Martyrs newsletter magazine. Our story today is entitled Sharing Christ in the Slums. It takes us to the country of Bangladesh. Rogina's husband was away on business when she and her 17-year-old daughter, Montahina, were interrupted from their dinner by a loud banging noise. Before they knew what was happening, a group of shouting men entered the house and cornered them, threatening to kidnap and rape Montahina if Rogina did not stop sharing the gospel in their community. Despite the startling intrusion and threat against her daughter, Rogina felt no fear. "If they come shouting and yelling, I am not afraid of that," she said. "I believe in my God, in my Jesus, that he will do everything for us." Rogina regularly shared the truth of Christ with families in the slums of her city out of obedience to the Great Commission. "When I knew that Jesus Christ is the only way, truth, and life, and his command says, 'Go all over the world and preach the gospel,' that inspired me to tell people," Rogina said. "I like going out with women to share the gospel with the Muslim people." While her husband worked in their small family business and her daughter attended school, Rogina led evangelism teams to reach the Muslims around her. At first, she and the women that she led worked to build relationships with local women through conversation, visiting individual families, and sharing the gospel in their homes. But she felt a call to tell the wider community. "I try to share every day," Rogina said. "I have a hunger to tell people." She has been turned away many times, but she is never discouraged. "It is the burden of my heart," she said. "We don't have that much time in our lives, so we have to go every moment, every day, to reach people with the good news." Over time, Rogina led more than 100 Muslims to faith in Jesus Christ. She built trusting relationships by caring and praying for them, trying to meet their physical needs while sharing the hope of Christ. "When I go to their home," Rogina explained, "I say, 'I'm coming to you. What can I do for you?'" And though she was known in the community as a Christian, many Muslims who had witnessed her wisdom and compassion trusted her enough to share about their lives, whether the need for a job, for food, or for health. She offered to pray for them, and many accepted. "Even Muslims want someone to pray for them," she said. "That is one kind of blessing." In the course of her ministry work, Rogina got to know an elderly Muslim woman who suffered from paralysis. Rogina visited the woman every day, telling her stories of Jesus' power to save and to heal. The woman listened attentively. "I said to her, 'Do you believe that Jesus could do that?'" Rogina recalled, and the woman said, "I don't know anything about Jesus, but I want to be healed. If you pray for me that I can be healed by the name of Jesus, just pray for me." And so for 4 months, Rogina met with the paralyzed woman and prayed for her healing. The woman's family was skeptical, however, repeatedly mocking what they viewed as the futility and foolishness of Rogina's prayers for their mother. But their skepticism only strengthened Rogina's resolve. "I kept praying," she said. "I wanted to show these people that our God can heal." In time, her faith was rewarded. The woman was healed of her paralysis and regained the ability to walk. "She was so happy when she could walk," Rogina said. "When I went to meet her, she stood up and almost came running." The woman and her family rejoiced over her healing, but as word spread about her miraculous recovery, her sons grew concerned about the influence of Christianity, especially when it was demonstrated with such power. 2 days after the Muslim woman's healing, two of her sons and their wives refused to let Rogina visit, telling her she was not welcome. Rogina agreed not to return, but she reminded them of the biblical teaching they had heard and the healing they had seen with their own eyes. "Just think about what I am saying," she urged them. A few days later, the woman's two sons gathered the local mullahs and some other Muslim men and led them to Rogina's home. Unfortunately, the threats and intimidation Rogina and her daughter faced that night were not an isolated incident. They continued to receive ominous warnings on the street, and they were sometimes followed by strange men. The Muslim men even demanded that Montahina stop attending university, making it clear that they knew her route to school and could easily carry out their threats. Concerned for Montezuma's safety, the pastor of Rosina's church, with help from frontline workers, hired a rickshaw driver to take her safely to and from the university. But, showing the influence of her mother's example, Montezuma still has no ill feelings toward those who threatened her. "Jesus loves them, so I should love them also," Montezuma said. "Jesus told us that we should love people. They do bad, but we should love them. They can do anything they want, but my job is to love them and share the gospel with them." Rosina continues to visit the slums, brushing aside the ongoing threats with an eternal view of her circumstances. "To me, persecution is normal," she said, "so I cannot stop. The Apostle Paul had this same kind of problem. It is normal. I don't care what those men say, because I believe in Jesus," she continued. "And I have that hope that Jesus is with me. That is why I can share the gospel freely." Amen. So be it. If you'd like to be put on the mailing list of Voice of the Martyrs and receive free your own copy of the VOM newsletter magazine, just contact them at vom.org. This is the Hackberry House of Chosun, and this audio is being released on the 25th of March, 2023. Lord willing, we'll talk again real soon. Bye-bye.